It's been a month, but happy Wednesday. Come on in. I'm so excited to be back. I have missed y'all terribly. I did listen every week that Christy was taking over the Q&A, but I have missed y'all so bad. Y'all know this is my favorite day of the week. And so I'm just so glad to be back. Yay. And we've got the wellness tracker. I know, Jen. I'm so excited. You know, we found a few bugs, but to be expected. I will tell y'all, I want No BS to be such an example of throw shit against the wall, see if it sticks, right? It's not perfect. We knew it wasn't going to be perfect, but we did not want y'all to wait another minute. And so we are like, we're going to get it out there. We're going to let them use it. And then we've already found some stuff that they're already working on already. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So just cannot wait for y'all to like, it's gonna even be better. Like it's good now, it's gonna even be better. And so I just am just so thrilled that y'all are finally getting to see it and see what it looks like. And you know, I'm just so excited. I did miss y'all, Darlene. I did miss y'all. I have on my, you know, the USA place tonight in the World Cup. And so I have on my red earrings. These were my mama's because, you know, I wear my mama's jewelry. So I went this morning and found she had so much costume jewelry. And so I put on her earrings today. And then I have on my blue. So I am just, y'all, I'm ready for it. And the 4th of July. The 4th of July is upon us. And I'm very excited about that. So, all right. I am going to share my screen because I want y'all to see the tracker. I want to show y'all if anybody wants to know how to set it up, all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to walk us through it. And then I'm going to make sure that y'all are getting all of your questions answered. So this month, it's Corinne's birthday month, of course, July, big month. She is just a couple of weeks away from being my age because we're just a few months apart. And so we are combining the release of the tracker with Drop It Like It's Hot. Drop It Like It's Hot is, you know, Corinne drops it like it's hot. You know how it is. And so we will be, oh, happy Canada Day. Oh my gosh. So we are going to combine. So the goal this month is to lose 5 pounds, of course, like because we're a weight loss, you want to lose weight. And so we're going to be working on that. And we believe that if you track consistently for 31 days, you will achieve that because you're going to see your patterns. That tracker is a great accountability partner. And it is also a great way for you to notice little quits. So, what happens to a lot of us is that when we aren't doing well, we let some of the, we don't want to face the music and see what's happening. So we just avoid the scale or we avoid planning or we avoid checking, did I wait for hunger? Did I stop for enough? That is probably for y'all a huge indicator that you need to reach out to us and let us help you. Like that is a great indicator for y'all. I know for me, I avoid the scale. I don't want to get on the scale. If I know I've been overeating and I know I have not been doing what I'm supposed to be doing, maybe I've been drinking a little bit too much wine, whatever it is, I don't want to get on the scale. And that is when I have to say, MJ, girl, I'm on to you. So we want you to get in the habit of not hiding from yourself. And so the tracker is where it's at. So what will happen is if you track all 31 days, because we're not looking for streaks, it's not about streaks, it's about building a habit this month. You're going to lose 5 pounds. If you're in maintenance, you're still going to fill it out. You're still going to track your weight. You're still going to do all that stuff. And that's one reason that weight loss is not how you win this month. Okay. Everybody that completes 31 days is getting a habit stacking. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but like a thing to help carry you into August because in August, we're doing what? Consistency. So that's very important. And also, so we're going to be doing this month. Then you're going to see what is going on with consistency. What is happening? Where are you falling short of consistent? So then we are moving into consistency in August, which is going to be amazing. But it's that getting the habit of 31 days. And if everybody completes 31 days, you're going to get your habit stacking. Like it's kind of in stack it and stack Stack it and sustain it habit guide. I wrote the damn thing and I can't remember what the name of it is. Thank you. It's based on my very favorite James Clear habit stacking and how do you build your, habits. So I wrote the thing and I don't know what it's called. It's okay though. It's okay. So it will be fillable. It's going to be all the things. I'm super excited about it. And then three lucky ladies will win a month of private coaching. So before I get to the questions, I'm going to share my screen, show you the tracker, show you exactly where it is, and we can get going on questions because y'all already got questions. You got questions, I might have answers. There's a few things I still don't know 100% about this here tracker. I've got some questions into the tech team asking questions. So can y'all see the no welcome Keith. This is Keith. This is Corinne's sister's, Corinne's brother's, one of his many accounts. Okay. So on here, you under resources, I renamed it resources slash tracker. And you will see the wellness tracker is right there. So you need to get set up. Okay. Just a few things. Starting weight. Now, whatever that weight is, I used 265. That's where I was when I started, 265, because I wanted to go full tilt on everything. And then your current weight. So let's say that are 15 pounds down, whatever, 250. And we're going to get set up. Pick a number that feels right for you. So when I first joined, I just wanted to get under 200. So I picked 199 because I was like, I just want to at least get the scale moving. Then how fast? So you pick like slow and steady, gentle progress, or steady momentum. We recommend gentle progress. Which day would you like to weigh in? We suggest Fridays because we weigh in as a membership. But I know, I was talking to Wanda Bronner yesterday. I call her out all the time. Saturdays is her weigh-in day. So she would choose Saturdays. Some people like to weigh in at the end of the weekend because they want to be hold themselves accountable. Mondays. I picked Fridays for mine because I do count Fridays as my official weigh-in. I weigh in every day though, and you can do that. But it's going to count and track your weight loss by your Friday weight. So that's just what it does, but you can. Now, it says right here you can change all of this in settings anytime. That is not true yet. Within a couple of weeks, within 2 weeks, that will be true. Okay. That was the first bug that we found. I was like, well, it says you can change it, but where do you change it? And so Chris was like, I was like, can we take it off the page? He was like, how about I build that skill instead? I'm like, you know what? You go, Chris. So this is the first thing that's going to be fixed so that you can change your pace at which you want to lose. You can change the day that you want. You can go in and change your goal weight, all of that kind of stuff. So this is being worked on as we speak right this very second. Chris probably head down on his computer doing things. So that's how it works. So you're going to weigh in once a week. You're going to fill in your daily question, track water and sleep. So I'm ready. Take me in. So, my next milestone will be 245. So I'm 7 weeks away from that at my chosen pace. So this week's weigh-in, I've logged my weight. I'm going to continue today's log. Now, I'm going to put, so for breakfast, I didn't have breakfast, none. I did not have breakfast. For lunch, I'm going to have a steak and rice bowl. That's what I'm having this week with Parmesan cheese because Parmesan cheese packs a punch, ladies, and some pesto and a pepper, probably a fresh tomato from my garden. And then dinner, we've got leftovers. If anybody's Persian, but my sister-in-law's here, we're having Persian food. Snacks, I will put fruit. I will put, I'll probably have a glass of wine with the football, soccer today. So that's what I'll put. Next, daily questions. And then, so you won't fill this out because I can't fill this out yet. I have no idea. I don't know if I'm gonna eat when I'm hungry and stop it enough. Did I eat on plan today? I don't know. Did I practice self-care? I have already because I went to Pilates. Did I talk kindly to myself? I'm gonna wait till the end. Water and sleep, I can fill that out. So I've already had 16 ounces of water. And then I only slept 6.5 hours last night. My sleep has not been great. Anything else to note? You can write anything in here you want. Then don't click complete today. If you want to come back, because I got to come back and assess my day later. So I'm not going to hit complete because I don't want to. So then maybe I'm going to go over to ask coaches, or I'm going to do something else, and then I can come back to the wellness tracker later. And it says continue today's log. Now, let's say that I forget. I totally flake. I totally forget. To do it tonight or in the morning, whatever. I have until midnight tomorrow to complete it. Okay. So if I come in here, like I just forget because I'm building a habit, right? Takes a minute. We don't do it perfectly. Whatever. We want to make sure that we're able to give you some time to come back in. So let's say I forget, and then tomorrow midday, I'm like, shoot, I forgot to finish it yesterday. All I have to do is come back and it'll let me finish it. Where on the website do you find it? So on the menu under resources slash tracker, it's right there. Let me see. Let's see. I call it Weigh-in Wednesday. Oh my God, I love that. I'm going to pull up these Q&As while I still have y'all up here on the website. So I can, if I need to show you something, yeah, Jenny, I answered that question. It was a lie. I didn't realize it was a lie whenever I did the video, but that is coming into within 2 weeks. Okay, Janet, great question. So, I think could we go back in? Let's see if I hit continue today's log and I go back. I think what you could do, because she said, can you, we'll be there, will there be a way to enter your plan, then enter what you actually ate, didn't eat? You can come here and then just put like, you know, dash, 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 whatever, and then what you actually ate. You can just come back in here and type it in like that. Are you able to see our tracker and seeing our data? There is a way that we can. I'm not sure exactly. I'm waiting on a note from Chris about that. Let's see. I got a note. Let's see. Let me look at it because Chris has answered my question about that. Okay, we cannot see it on the back end. We cannot see all of the data yet, but that is coming more. I think we can pull a report about weight loss though. So I think we can pull up that, but all of that other, the stuff of us being able to look at everything and pull everything is in the works. Yeah, Nancy said, I did my tracker and want to change the pace. You'll be able to do that within 2 weeks. Chris is working on that right now. No, you do not need to do amounts, anonymous, half a cup of rice, whatnot. I will tell you, this is what I did. Let me just, I'll answer that in just a second. Yeah, we will be able to, within 2 weeks, to change the starting weight in the tracker. Let's see. Oh, Caitlin, you know what? I don't know if you, that would be good to have a maintenance option. Look, I'm gonna write that down right now. I'm writing that down, Caitlin. If you're in maintenance, I'm writing it down because I'll have a list. Maintenance. Can you choose maintenance? So you're not, that's a good idea because then you don't have one to do. That's lovely. I love that. I will add that to the list. Let's see. I tried it yesterday and now I'm off by a day and it won't let me start over. Is that possible? No, you can do, listen, you just keep going. You just got a day head start. That's perfect. You don't need, this is going to continue on forever. So if you're in OBS for 5 years, you're going to have 5 years of this. So you just, it's not like you started a day early and now you can't win or whatever. Absolutely not. You just keep going. You doing good. You ahead of the game. If you hit submit for the day or complete the day, you cannot then go back. So that's why you don't want to hit complete the day until you're actually complete. Yes, Beth, you cannot go back at this point and change it. Your food logs, whatever it is, that is not possible. Dorena said, if I stopped at enough for everything but dinner, what do I check it stopped at enough? It's honestly up to you. If I was doing it, I would put no, and then in the bottom where you can put like anything else to know, I would type anything else to note. I ate to enough on every day, every time except dinner. But that's what I would put, Dorena. That's a great question, though. Yeah, Karen, that's fine. She said she likes her paper food planner, and she doesn't want, she's going to fill everything else out. Can you still win the prize? Yes, you can still win the prize if you do it here. Yes, that's fine. I have an Oura ring. Is sleep total sleep or time in bed? If you're so she said, I play games before falling asleep, so there is about a 2 hour difference. I would not count time is it's uninterrupted time in bed or undistracted time in bed. So if you're playing a game, watching TV, blah blah blah, that does not count as sleep time. But if you are just laying there awake, you know, that's different. Is there going to be a tab for tracking our daily fitness? Because exercise is not a part of no BS. If you look on anything else to note, you can add your fitness there if you want to. Number one. Number two, I went ahead and checked. Did you practice self-care today? I even said I went to Pilates. So that's where I'm going to kind of keep up with that. Let me see. Can the tracker be put on our homepage? I'll talk about that in a second. You can edit your food log as long as you have not completed the day. So I can go back here and then maybe I did plan none, but I was really hungry and then I had a protein bar. I can go back in and edit it. As long as I have not completed the day. I would put, somebody said about water. If you've got more water, just do the 64. And then on the anything else to note, you can add if you had more water. Kathy said, where do you change the rate and the goal? I started yesterday and today is already filled in. Take a picture of that, Kathy, and let me know because I'm not sure what that means exactly. Okay, I'm gonna stop sharing my screen so y'all can see me big because I was gonna see if there and I can always reshare it if I need to. Let me get to another few of these questions. Okay, question about the tracker. Should we be adding the amounts of food? No. Okay, so like a half a cup of rice, whatever. Now, there are times when I have like cookies and like one Ferrero Rocher or two squares of dark chocolate. Food that I know are those like good foods on the good, better, best scale in that 20% that we talk about in Healthify that I tend to overeat. So I will put an amount, but that's just for me. I could literally put cookies, plural, like whatever. But for me, I like to put, you know, like an amount for that. I don't put amounts for anything else, like how many ounces of steak, because that's the beauty of no BS, right? The beauty of no BS is that I don't have to count, track, measure anything. So I'm going to make sure that I'm not going to add those amounts. Looking at the daily questions, did I eat when I was hungry? Would you talk a bit more about how to respond the day, and grouping the answer to fit all the meals for the day? Yes. I think I talked about that. So you can, I would put, I did not wait for hunger. I didn't stop at enough. And then I would just add that to the section about, you know, it was dinner or lunch or whatever it was, or I didn't wait for hunger for a snack. So you can have all of that. We'll be able to see our notes and numbers each week or month. Now, you will be able to see your trend because we built the weight tracker, especially a lot like the Happy Scale app, if you've ever used that. Okay, so you'll be able to see the trend of your weight. You currently cannot go back and look at your data. Like, this is what I ate last Tuesday. We can't do that just yet. It's being worked on. So, quickly. With haste. I hope that's one of the first things that comes. So hopefully you'll be able to. But because we are capturing this information, when you're able to see it, hopefully you're going to be able to see what you have been, what you're doing right now, whenever it comes time. Mary wants to break apart. Was I hungry? And did I have enough for each for the meals, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack? I'll bring that up, Mary. We'll be able to go back and look at what we've logged. Hopefully soon that will be coming. Will we be able to go back and copy what we've entered if we eat the same thing all the time? I'm assuming you will be able to. Whenever you can go back and see it, just kind of copy and paste. That would make sense to me. So can the tracker be put on the homepage? It's going to live there. I am about to put on the website another video about, because here's what I did. I'll tell you what I did. I made it an icon on my homepage. I titled it No BS Tracker. Where the heck is it? I gotta find it. And I can't find it right now. But anyway, I put it on my homepage. I need to organize my, oh, here it is. Then I put it right here. See, it looks like I opened up the tracker. I made it an icon on my phone, so whenever I hit it, it just takes me straight to the tracker. So that is what. Oh, that's the wrong. I'm in the wrong. It just pulls it up to the tracker, and you can do that with any page. So, like, let's say you love to use Ask Coaches, you can go to Ask Coaches on the website on your phone and make an icon for Ask Coaches, and you pull it right up. Our website is designed to be mobile friendly. So it's designed mobile in mind first. So my tracker right now is just like an app on my phone. It's no different than any other app I have. So a lot of the apps, y'all don't realize this, but a lot of the apps that you use, all it is just an icon built on a web page, which is exactly what you have with No BS. So you just go in there and create the pages that you use all the time. Just use that, like the tracker. So now I have it on there. It's just going to every day. I can just click on that. And it'll just pull me up straight to the tracker every single time. So that's how I would do that, Janet. Can we add? Oh, no, I answered that one. Is the sleep for the night before? So for today, it would be last night. Yes. Yeah. No, it's not a silly question, Jane. I'm gonna tell you something. I think that might have been one of my first questions in No BS myself. Like, what is what? I count this. I guess you could do it either way, like whatever works for you. Just as long as you're consistent with it and it's the same every single time, you know, like whatever. So I guess you could do it either way, but I do it the night, but does everybody else do that? That's a good question. Or me and Jane doing it backwards from everybody else. When you plan in the morning, are you putting the night before sleep? Or do you assess in the morning and put the, what y'all doing? What's everybody doing? It's a good question, though. That's how I've always done it. And here's the thing. If you're new to No BS and you are not planning, this tracker can be used as the quick start guide or as a planner. So you can pre-plan your food, do your 24-hour plan, 100%, or you can just write your food down at the end of the day and track doable hunger. So if you're not in the planning part yet, or you're not comfortable with planning, or you don't want to plan, you can either use this tracker as your 24-hour plan, or you can just write down your food at the end of the day. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop at enough? Let's see, Tammy, you cannot go back just yet. We're working on it. If we wait until noon the next day to complete the previous day, will it stay open for complete today's submission? Yes, it will be. You've got until midnight. I'm assuming it's Central Time because, we live in Nashville. I don't live in Nashville, but the Crabtrees do. So I'm assuming it's midnight Central. So you'll have until, so today's July the 1st. I will be able to go back and complete until midnight tomorrow night. I think I'm telling the truth on that. Okay, Mary said it's calculating 3 weeks, 5 weeks to lose 3 pounds. It depends on how, what pace you set that up at. What pace, what pace you did. So you may have been slow and steady. And I'm sure that we leaned more on the longer amount of time. Because if it said like, I don't remember what it said, like a half a pound to a pound a week, whatever it was, we probably leaned more to the half a pound side. Let's see. It's good to see you too, Sue. You were right again. I love to hear that. I need a button that just says you are right again, because that makes me feel good every time I see it. I was eating too many extra bites over, even though I didn't feel like I was overeating. I changed what I was doing, and today I have made my new 5 pound down goal. Okay, then. Okay, Sue. I'm down 30 pounds today, total, as of today. Girl, I hope you've joined the Queen's Club. I hope you've done all the things. That is amazing, Sue. Isn't it crazy, though? For so many, that's why data is so important, because I see so many women that are like, I'm stopping at enough consistently, like 95, 98% of the time, and I'm not losing weight. You're usually just a few bites over. It does not make a difference in how quickly you get hungry. How quickly you get hungry, after that. Like if you're going 4 or 5 hours, you're still gonna go 4 or 5 hours. But those few bites add up, and it is so amazing just to see. I love that. Let me see. I did recommend the leaner side. Okay. That's okay. All right. Wondering how we incorporate Healthify into each meal. Protein and complex carb and a saturated fat and three colors. Yes. And I specifically, the one thing I've been focusing on in Healthify is the three colors. I literally like look, I have been so good at that. Like just really reminding myself of like I need to like put three colors on a plate. And I've been looking down at my plate and whatnot. It has been so helpful to me. And like yesterday, it's so funny, Nancy, because I'm not weighing and measuring, but like I had that we had made steak on Sunday. So I heated it up yesterday and for lunch. And then I just was gonna have some veggies with it. And then my pepper and whatnot. And I looked down and I was like, I ain't got nary a carb on this plate. So I put like a spoonful of rice in there. And it's just starting to be mindful and just starting to add things a little bit. Like it's not so rigid for me. I don't have the carb every single time, and I don't have the fat every single time, but like I buy the big pesto from Costco. I love pesto. And so like I put a spoonful of pesto on everything. That's like a fat. Like I love it so much. But yeah, that's how you're gonna incorporate Healthify. And just, don't get too in the weeds, with all of that. So, could the Healthify questions be added into the tracker? Probably not. We probably won't, because some people are not interested in Healthify in the tracker. Like, I mean, their food. They're like, I like the way I eat, whatever. I don't want to Healthify. And so, the tracker is going to be something that all the members can use, because all the members are always going to do the four basics. Like, that is going to be the pillar, the cornerstone of no BS always. And anything that somebody might not be using, we will not be adding to the tracker. That's a great question, though. I don't remember my weight from when I started No BS. Is there a place on the website I can find it? Well, we don't ever collect that. So we don't have access to that information. Y'all have got so many questions. If you have put a question that I need to answer in the chat, I am 95 messages behind. I'm not gonna see it. Please make sure you post it in the Q&A, because oh Lord, Zoom users asking me questions about Healthify. I don't know where Christy is, but I am thinking it is true. She said, "Would an avocado be classified as a fat?" Yes, I'm almost 100% sure. Almost, like now I'm. You know what? I'm gonna say I'm sure about that. It is a fat. Oh, it did, Dorena. If you get a 64 ounces of water, mine gave me a pop-up to add more water. Is that true? Oh, okay. Well, good girl. Well, that's good to know. I usually consistently drink right at 64. Sandy says, I always start out strong and then fade. I'm excited about this new tracker. Any tips on how to stay excited versus fizzling out? I find if I do it perfectly, I tend to lose interest. If I don't do it perfectly. Here's the thing, Sandy, you're not going to stay excited. I know the good news just keeps a coming from Coach MJ. Excitement fades. It's never going to be there forever. It's not supposed to be. Never was, never will be. So what you need is a process so that when excitement fades, you have a process in place to remind you to do the tracker. We are not going to stay excited. I mean, I just think about whenever, if you are in a new relationship with with somebody that you love very much, and how excited you get the butterflies every time you see them, that does not last forever. That does not last. It don't last near long enough. That's always my joke. I've been married for like, I don't know now, 31 years, and 15 of those years were good. They were really good. But the butterflies have worn off, right? Like they've gone away. I don't get that loving feeling as the, whatever the righteous brother would say. But it's okay. That doesn't mean anything has gone wrong. When I bought my new car, first car I ever bought on my own, super excited. I still love to drive it, but the excitement has worn off. It's just not there. Our brains and our bodies were never designed to ride that high excitement. So you have got to come up with a process and know that the excitement is going to go away. We can't ride it all the time. I mean, think about this. 5 years from now, that tracker, or six, shoot, who am I kidding? 2 months from now, that tracker is going to be the same tracker every single day. It's the same questions every single day. That's going to not be exciting. But what you have to have is commitment. Commitment is the only thing that's required. Excitement is not required. Commitment is. This is who I'm becoming. This is who I am now. And that is why, Sandy, we really want you to complete these 31 days, because in 31 days, will it be a ground in the dirt habit? No, but you'll have 31 reps of filling out this tracker. You'll be well on your way to making it who you are. Filling it out is who I am now. That is just how I do things. I'm committed to my goals. I'm committed to the person I'm becoming. I'm committed to my weight loss. Excitement is not required. That is such a great question. And I think a lot of times, Sandy, that's why there is like a stall point for, I don't remember, what is a quit day? Like January 1st, everybody gets on the diet. And then there's like a national quit day. And it's like 5 or 6 weeks. And it's like, you're done. The excitement wears off. We think it's something's happened terrible. It's not for us anymore. We were so excited. Now we're not excited. Instead of saying this is how it's always supposed to be. I am still eating, Lee says, I'm still eating a few bites past enough at some meals and having snacks at night when I'm not hungry, just having a craving. I have gained back 10 pounds now and am massively frustrated and talking ugly to myself. I know what I need to do. Why am I not doing it? Okay, first of all, Lee, I want you to go over to bonus courses and look at the Regain Reset. I think it's what it's called. I'm just going to tell you, it is life-changing. It is life-changing. So when you are talking ugly to yourself, I want you to start to catch that. You've got to start catching it and flipping the script just a little bit. I can't believe you've done this. Why do you keep doing this? I should have known you were never going to figure this out. No, that's not true. I just had a blip in the road. It's only 10 pounds, and I'm committed to figuring this out. In the past, it would have been 40 pounds, but not this time. I'm doing it different. Yes, I've gained 10 pounds. That does not mean anything about me. I need to take a look at why I'm wanting to eat past enough. Is there something emotional going on in your life that you need to continually remind yourself that food is not going to solve? What do you need to do for yourself? What is one thing that feels easy to do today? Maybe you're eating a couple bites past enough. So for today, you've decided you're going to make the decision to, when you serve your plate, you're going to put those few bites away before you even walk over to the table. What are you going to do to make it easy on yourself? Let's see. Dawn said, I set up the tracker and added it to my homepage on my phone. I have been slacking with no BS and everything, hoping this keeps me accountable and keeps me going. Need to listen to last month's calls and program. Okay, Dawn, here you go. Y'all are all excited about the tracker. And I love it so much. When you are no longer excited about the tracker, like we just talked about, you are not excited. I don't want you to give the power of your excitement away to this tracker. Here are your thoughts that is creating the excitement for the tracker. This is probably going to help keep me accountable. No BS really does listen to us and do whatever we tell them to do. I can't believe they've finally given us what we've been asking for like forever. That's what's giving you the excitement. It's your thoughts about the tracker. So, because if it was the tracker has got to be over here doing a tap dance all the time to keep you excited, to keep you motivated, to keep you consistent. It's the tracker's responsibility to tap dance. The tracker can't tap dance. And that is not a feature that Chris Crabtree will design for us to make it tap dance. I just got that, the Allie McBeal, whatever that baby that danced, the whatever baby, I just had that in my mind. If it could do that, that would be so lovely from way back. When you notice your excitement, your commitment dipping, it is not the tracker's fault. You need to ask yourself, what am I thinking about this tracker? What have my thoughts must have really changed about this tracker? Because if it is your thoughts that are going to keep you connected to this tracker and committed to the tracker, you've got the power inside of you. You can change the way you feel about the tracker. So maybe it goes from it's a great accountability partner to same thing every day. Of course, that's going to give you less excitement. Your thought, you can look at those thoughts and be like, I am so glad it's right on my phone. This has made things so much easier on me. It's how you're talking about the tracker and what you're thinking about the tracker. So just watch your thoughts because the tracker is not going to tap dance. God, if it would. Oh, I love that so much, Dawn, that would do that, but it won't. Oh, Jane said, any chance Chris could add an option to use metric? Girl, that's already on the list because a lot of our kilogram ladies. It's on the list. It came up yesterday. It came up yesterday. Let's see. That must have been for my comment about my husband celebrating 25 years with hubby this month, even though several of those years felt more like hornets rather than butterflies. I will tip my 25th wedding anniversary was my first event with no BS as a coach. I went as a coach and he took me to the airport and dropped me off. And the next day, somebody said the date. I was in Tennessee, I was in Nashville. And I called my husband and I was like, you know what today is? And he was like, no. And I told him the date. I was like, yesterday was our 25th wedding anniversary. We both missed it. Neither one of us remembered. Neither one of us. Ugh. I'm pretty faithful to paper plan, so wondering how to best transition to tracker. Any tips? Maybe the best, if you still want to write your plan on paper, you absolutely can. I would track my weight on the tracker and I would still do doable hunger on the tracker and maybe your water, so that when we do have the ability to look on the back end and see what you're doing, if your scale ever stalls out and when we can go and look at it, because really it's doable hunger, y'all. This weight loss is not the plan exactly. I want to be able to go back and look at your data. So that's going to help us help you. Okay. So just think about doing that maybe. I just finished yesterday's vlog and completed the day. I went to the homepage. I put in today's weight, daily wear, and that's all I get. I can't put any new information, food plan for the day. Email support, Nancy. Email support and let them know that. Okay, I still can't figure out how to add the tracker to my home screen. Let me look right quick because we have an FAQ about it. And then Keith is actually doing a video to help us to do it. Let me look up FAQs and I'll link it right here. Oh, I had something caught in my throat. Let's see. No BS, weight loss FAQs. How do I use, let's see. Program and maintenance. Oh, that's not what I want. I'm trying to find the when we're in here as we can see everything in here and I cannot to save my soul find anything. But anyway, it's just Google FAQs on your website and then look, I think there's like it says tech FAQs. I'll be adding it later. Keith did the one for iPhone yesterday. He's going to do the Android one today, and then I'll add it to the this month and OBS page so that you can do that. Let's see. But just look up FAQs, but it will be on the today's this month and OBS page later. To quote someone else on here, MJ, you were right. God, this is the best call ever. Twice I was right. I was on vacation for 5 days, set an intention to maintain, waited an additional 5 days before I weighed in again. Such a good strategy. And I had lost weight and I did not feel the stress of the scale. I am so glad. I'm going to tell you that is amazing. Christy and her husband are renewing their vows at Mass on Sunday. Oh my gosh, that is lovely. Okay, let's see. On the weight loss drug and not really ever feeling hungry until day five before the shot. Any tips for tracking doable hunger? I actually do have a couple tips and tricks for tracking doable hunger. You may not know really feel when you're hungry, but you know if you've grabbed something emotionally, like you just ate and then somebody made you mad and you grabbed food, then you did not wait for hunger. So we know that for sure. The other thing is if you are like try to start paying attention to other cues other than stomach growl, whatever, because you may not feel it physically in your body, but you know, if you start to get a little bit lethargic or maybe a low grade headache or maybe you're having a really hard time focusing, that's probably your doable hunger cue that you're ignoring. So you want to just kind of open yourself up to other things. But for a lot of us, even if you're on the shot and you're not feeling hunger at all, much at all, we know when we're emotional eating. Like when we're going to the kitchen out of boredom, out of stress, out of procrastination, you know if you're doing those things. So you can pretty most assuredly say you did not wait for hunger. Any other questions? Oh, can I explain doable hunger? I would love to. If you're new here, make sure that you go over to the No BS Weight Loss course on the website under courses, and module 2 and 3 are about doable hunger. So doable hunger is waiting for hunger and stopping at enough. So when you wait for physical hunger, I just answered an email and support today because she was like, "I'm always hungry," and I said, "You got to start teasing apart. I am emotionally hungry versus I am physically hungry." Because a lot of times what happens is we've been eating for emotional reasons for so long that we just keep grabbing food, either out of habit or out of emotions. So when I say physical hunger, when we talk about physical hunger, we're talking about I'm physically hungry, not I am aggravated or I'm just bored or I'm just whatever. And then stopping at enough is right before full. Okay. Right before full. So I'm a, you know, like I could, I don't feel like I got to lean back in my chair. I don't feel like I'm stuffed. If you could bend over and touch your toe, well, I can't really bend over. If you could go for a walk and not have to say, like, if somebody said, can you, do you like to go out walk a little bit? You don't have to say, oh Lord, I would, but I got to let this food settle. Like that's past enough. Enough for me is I look for the best bites. I could still eat a few bites, right? Like, and I would be full, but I'm gonna stop just shy of that. So when I start, my mind starts to wander, or I start looking for the best bites and I start moving stuff around the plate to curate that best bite, then that is an indicator for me that I had enough. A lot of times I'll start to put my fork down more. That means I'm at enough. I start scrolling my phone. That usually means I'm at enough. Oh, thank you, Michelle. Chrissy said, I would love a quick coaching on this call about something. I raised my hand. Or is this call just about the tracker today? This is a Q&A. Because the tracker release, it's Ask Me Anything is what it's called. If you are a new member, if you come to, like, if you joined in April or just joined last week, I do new member calls, new member Q&As. And on those calls, you can raise your hand and ask because it's a much smaller group. And I can coach you on those calls, but this Q&A is not an open coaching call. Oh, I love this. Casey said, do you have any tips for handling holiday food celebrations? I should talk about that. I love it so much. Everything is available for long periods of time, and it is an unusual, not normal setting. Yes, I love this. Such a great quote, Casey. You know what? Gold star for you for bringing that up. So for a lot of us, well, Canada's Canada Day too, Canada Day, and then the, you know, we people celebrating the World Cup, and then the 4th of July this weekend. We're doing a big cookout Friday. Yeah, Friday. We're going to the pool and whatnot, and we're having barbecue and all the things. So I and I also love a good tailgate in the fall. So this is the what I have picked up for tailgating, holidays, all those things. I am not gonna eat something that is just crap that I can get all the time. Like think about the foods that you're gonna eat, like the velvet rope. Okay. Don't be putting crap. It's gotta earn its way into your belly. The other thing I do on holiday celebration days. No alcohol before I finish 64 ounces of water. That is my protocol because I want to make sure that I have my water in. Now, will I still be drinking water once I start drinking alcohol? 100%. But I want to make sure that I got that water in, especially if we're going to be outside at the pool. It's going to be hot. It's going to be 95. It's going to feel like 105 here, I think. So I will still be drinking water, but I make sure I have my water in. The other thing is, I used to tell myself this all the time. And if this helps you, fine. This is what helped me. I am not a cow. Cows graze. I do not graze. That's what I used to tell myself. I only eat on a plate, period. I only eat on a plate. That's what civilized ladies do. And that's what I do. I leave white space on my plate. And the other thing I have been doing this past I kind of upped my game a little bit. I eat to enough when I eat because if not, I feel like I'm always chasing enough. You know what I mean? Like, I always want to kind of top off my tank. So if I'm going to eat, I intentionally eat to enough on a plate. So that's the way I handle it. And then I'm just going to tell y'all, when it's been sitting out so long and the flies have been over there, listen, does that fit past the velvet rope? No. 100% it does not. Take things you want. Like, so my friends and I are all doing this big cookout. And we're gonna do like barbecue sliders and whatever and chips. And I am still making chips. I mean, I'm taking chips and my famous onion dip with my friend Sheila's onion dip, but she can't make the dip. So I'm making the dip. And I'm gonna take so I'm taking that. But then I looked at what everybody else is bringing, and it's all like heavy stuff and whatnot. So I was like, you know what? I sign up for fruit. I'm bringing fruit. I'm gonna bring cut up watermelon, cantaloupe, berries. Like that's what I'm gonna do because I am a well-fed woman. And nobody else is stepping up to bring that. So I'm going to make sure that I bring that. And the other thing I'm going to bring too is some like pico, like just veggies, lime, like that's lighter, not a heavy dip. Because if I'm going to eat a dip, I would like to eat that dip instead of a heavy dip because I know what I want to eat. So I'm going to be the one bringing it. It's just thinking about things like that. How intentionally you want to show up. What helps me a lot whenever I'm going to whatever is how do I want to feel tonight when I go to bed? So for a lot of times I want to feel proud. I want to feel accomplished. I want to feel like I was like in alignment with who I am and who I want to become. And so a lot of times if I find myself reaching for stuff, even if I reach for stuff a couple of times and I do grab a couple chips or whatever, I'll stop myself and I'll be like, is this going to help you go to bed proud tonight? Is this in alignment with who you are? And I'm like, no, not really. And that will also help stop me. Great question, though. I'm glad you brought that up. After I lift weights, I find I'm very hungry. Should I be eating more or closer to prior to lifting, or should I grab something after? Or could this just be my brain saying I did something well and I'm rewarding myself because I think it feels real, not emotional? Here's what I would do, Nicole. I would ch test it, do the on the clock. So, I mean, you can really check it out. So, when you finish lifting, drink water and wait 15 minutes and then see if you're still hungry. Like maybe come home, take a shower, put your clothes on, and then if you're hungry, get a little bit away from it. Because if it's true hunger, it's not going to go away. If it was an urge, it will probably dissipate if you get some space in between. But if you are lifting heavy, you should be eating protein. How do you feel about your energy like in the middle of your lift? Do you feel like you're like you need more energy or you need a little bit of a little like if you feel like your energy's kind of waning, you probably do need to eat before. But just play around with it, see how you feel. Let's see. Oh, D said, I started saying, girl, you're not a barbarian. You're a lovely lady. And I sit and eat off a plate. This has helped me do this consistently. I love that so much. Darlene said, I added one. It just takes me to the website, not straight to the tracker. I already had that married. Yeah. So, like, you can, people, some people have got multiple no BS icons on their phone. So, what if you pull it up to the home screen? Because I want you to think about this. Like, this is getting in the weeds, but every web page, like when you click on Ask Coaches, it's got a different URL, like a different web address. When you pull up the tracker, it's got a different web address, even though it's nobswomen.com/something. So when you save it as an icon on your phone, it's going to save the page that you're open to, that web address that you're open to when you make it an icon. So if you're on the home page, it'll be like nobswomen.com/home, whatever it is, or member, whatever it is. Then you save that as an icon. That's what it's always going to pull up to. So you can do that. We have got women that have four or five icons. They've got an Ask Coaches icon. So they pull it up to Ask Coaches. And then once you make it an icon on your phone, once you get through the process, you can change the name. So it can be like No BS Tracker. It could be Ask Coaches. It could be replays. It could be like whatever it is. And so you can make multiple icons if you want to. Let's see. Yep. Thank you, Vern. And like I said, I will, when Keith gets me the Android one, I'll get that up on the This Month in OBS page to help you make it an icon on your phone. But they do have videos there as well. But I'll get that all taken care of today. I'll get that up on the when he gets me my the Android one. I'll get that up there for you. Vern, you capturing all these since you're here, you capturing all these questions. Look at Vern's getting fancy now. Vern's getting fancy. She said you can even make a No BS folder and make a bunch of icons and pull it in that folder. You know what? That's what I need to do because I had a hard time finding mine. So I feel like I need to do that as well. That's a good idea, Vern, but you're getting fancy. Fancy over there in Georgia. They must be fancy in Georgia. In South Carolina, we're not so fancy. Any other questions? We got 6 minutes left. I know, Pam. Pam said, good idea, Vern. Yep. Vern's over there showing her prowess. Yeah, Caitlin said, we're fancy in Georgia for sure. Girl, we need just a class with Keith, some of us, all of us. I know yesterday I could not get something to work. We can impersonate members. If y'all have ever gotten a video from me, I can go on the back end and impersonate you and show you exactly what you see on your website. And I thought the tracker was busted. I couldn't get it to work, whatever. And Keith was like, why don't we get on a call? Why don't we get on a call? So we get on this call, like in Safari, it's opening up to my tracker. And on this one, it's opening up. And I was like, then I opened it up in Chrome and it's not. I was like freaking out because I thought like we're about to release this and the whole thing's falling apart. I was logged in as another member. I was like, oh my God. Tell us what you did for a month. I was at work every day. I didn't go anywhere. I did move my daughter into dental school, but that was just a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I worked every day. Yeah, I didn't do anything. I was just, here working on a tracker for y'all. That's what I was doing. I was just doing my job. Y'all just didn't see me on the call, but I did listen every week with Christy. She did an amazing job. So excited to have her on the team. And speaking of Christy on the team, did y'all get an email from us today? Christy and Corinne are going to start working on their next project, a menopause course. So if you check your email today, you will see a menopause survey about what y'all want to know about menopause and all the things that's going to be her next project. So we're just wanting to make sure that we're getting all of your questions answered that you need answered. Pam said about 15 years late for me. Oh, Carolyn, email me at support@pmptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page. I'm not in Ask Coaches usually, but email me there. It looks like you can only put a whole number, not decimals, on logging weight in the tracker. Will you write that down, Vern? Can you just put, I don't know. All right. So also in other fun news, I just got back, but I ain't gonna be here next week. I am traveling to the Pacific Northwest to go with my people, my no BS people right back there. We're going to Jensea's house. She's taking us on a trip, me and Coach Judith and our other friend Aaron. And then I will be the next week you will see me. I am staying at Jen's house for 3 weeks because, why not? You can stay there and work for a few weeks. So I will be out in the woods. So you'll see me in a different location. But the amazing, incomparable Coach Kathy will be here with y'all next Wednesday. I know I'm only taking a 4-day vacation this year. So I'm taking my vacation Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I guess 5 days. I'll be off and then I'll be back that following Monday. But Coach Kathy will be taking exquisite care of y'all next Wednesday. While I go, I will be in the air traveling to see my people. I know I'll already be there. I'll already be there this time next week. Yeah. Or getting close. Yeah, we leave at 7. Judith is coming to spend the night with me next Tuesday night. And then we hop on a flight. Mr. MJ is going to take us to the airport at 5 a.m. on Wednesday, and we will be heading to Seattle. So I'm very excited. Yes, yeah, support@pmptribe.com, Carolyn. That's right. Let's see. I know Mr. MJ, aka Mike Sharifi, he's going to be here taking care of the dog. Yep. So, all right. I know I'm staying for 3 weeks though. I'm staying until I won't be home until the 25th, 26th, 27th, till the 27th of July. So I'll be gone from the 8th to the 27th. I'll be gone for a long time. I will have fun. I will have fun. So let me know if y'all need anything. I will be around till next Wednesday. And I will see y'all. It's been so much fun being back with y'all. Y'all know I love y'all so much. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back. I don't know. I know we're like, actually, let me know if you want to lunch. You know, Jen lives in Quilcene. So it's like an hour and a half from Seattle. So we fly in, we're going to take a shuttle to the ferry, get on the ferry, and then go across just like they do on Grey's Anatomy. Same ferry. And then she'll pick us up over there. Bainbridge Island. I know, Mary. Last time Jen picked us up, we did go to Bainbridge. I know, I want to come see you in Bainbridge. So, all right. Well, I will see y'all later. Y'all have a good rest of your day. Please, if you've got any questions about the tracker, email us at support@pnptribe.com if you're having any issues at all. We are collecting all of those and we are making sure to get all of that over to Chris. He's already working on version two. So we're making improvements already. So whatever you're asking for probably is coming soon. All right. Bye, everybody.